It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Get your ears wrapped around the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast. All the scoop you need to know, from college basketball to the NBA and even March Madness. News of your rising stars, topics on and off the hardwood. This is the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast.
Welcome to the GSMC Basketball Podcast with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway, presented on and by the GSMC Podcast Network. Happy Friday. I have a lot of NBA petty for you guys today. Just a whole lot. It's, oh my, Jalen Rose called Paul Pierce petty. Charles Barkley called LeBron a drama queen. Like, and James Harden returned from an injury. He went 3 for 15, but they still won the game. There's also that. Cleveland Cavaliers superstar LeBron James said that they're in Strugglesville right now, which is completely understandable. And it's action-packed NBA right now. Action-packed. I'm not even sure where to start. I do have a question for you guys, though. Did you guys know that it is January 19th? Like, already, it's January 19th. You know what that means? So, it's January 19th, and February is a short month, so it's like 2 days long. After February, you got Easter. Then summer's going to go by pretty fast. Halloween, suddenly it's Christmas. The year is almost over. So, all those plans you have for this year, I need you to get those together. I need you to handle that, because times are moving. We hear all this stuff for, like, New Year's resolutions, like, leading up, like, from the December 20th to January, like, 3rd. No. I need you to get back to the gym. I need you to put down that king-size soda that you said you were going to stop drinking in your car. I need you to get all that back together. Figure it out. We got plenty of time. Well, we don't really have plenty of time, because I just gave you that breakdown of how the year is working out. So you don't have a lot of time. Got to get your stuff together. Also, I gave you guys a warning on Tide Packets the other day, because there was a Tide Packet epidemic going on where people were eating Tide Packets because they look delicious. I'm hoping that you guys are no longer eating Tide Packets. I'm hoping that you guys put those down. I was able to talk some of you guys out of eating Tide Packets, because you guys helped the show. You guys helped the show. And without you guys, there wouldn't be a show. And I can't have you eating Tide Packets, because if you're eating Tide Packets, you can't listen to the show. I mean, they may be able to play it, like, in your hospital room. But, I mean, who wants to listen? Who wants to do that? You know what I mean? So, with that, again, happy Friday. Thank you for not eating Tide Packets. Get your New Year stuff together, because the year is still new. And other than that, you guys ready for the show? All right, fine. I'm going to go into this. Now, I'm not exactly sure where we should start with this, but this is where we're going to start. LeBron James was called a drama queen by Charles Barkley. Why, you might ask? Well, I don't know. you're asking probably, like, what led to this, right? Like, how this happened. And what happened was LeBron James is the East captain for the player draft. Oh, in case you guys didn't know, I'm going to get into this a little bit later too. But in case you didn't know, the way they're doing the NBA All-Star teams this year, they're having two players pick the teams. So Steph Curry is a captain and LeBron James is also a captain. And they basically voted, and Curry was first in the West and LeBron was first in the East. So they're going to pick teams among all the players that were voted in. It's going to be interesting, to say the least. But LeBron didn't win the player vote because there's a player voting portion, and Giannis Antetokounmpo basically won the player vote. And Charles Barkley believed it's because LeBron's a drama queen. Charles Barkley was asked if he was surprised that Giannis won the players' vote, and he said, "I'm not at all. I think the players like Greek Freak's personality better. LeBron is a great player and a great guy, but he's a drama queen." Now, Greek Freak is Giannis Antetokounmpo. But like, so let's explore this a little bit. Let's explore this. So here we go. Let's explore what Charles Barkley said before we go into the talent of Giannis. Okay, so when it comes to LeBron being a drama queen, what could that possibly mean? So, Charles Barkley also went on to say that he's passive aggressive. So, like, what could this mean? Are we saying that LeBron goes out of his way to get attention? Are we saying that, like, that LeBron blows things out of proportion that aren't necessarily purported? It's not a word, I'm just kidding. That aren't necessarily things that should be blown out of proportion? Are we saying that, like, when we say drama queen, do we mean that phrase cry baby, or do we mean like attention blank? That word that people say, it's attention blank. Is that what we're saying? Because you know who's in the attention blank? I feel like when it comes to being attention blanks, you can list an array of people that are attention blanks. One of the people I talk about on this show often, but I'm not going to say any names because that's rude. But I just feel like there's other people around in our society that can be called attention blanks or drama queens or things like that. I don't feel like LeBron's one of them. Now, I get it. He had the decision a while ago, and I feel like people are still holding him accountable for that. It was 8 years ago. I guess we're not going to let that go. Right. Never forget. Right. So I guess I can understand why people are still shaking about that. And he did go to, I mean, he left the Miami Heat, went back to the Cavs. He did that. He did the interview when he lost to the Mavericks, and they asked him, how do you feel about people that have worshipped and like hoped for your downfall? And he said, I hope they can go back to their regular lives and I'm gonna be fine. But for some reason people took that as like a slight to the community. But I can't really think, I've seen him flop a few times. I've seen LeBron flop several times. One time really bad in the playoffs about 3 years ago. It was pretty bad. And other than that, I don't know how we can necessarily call him a drama queen. And you want to know why I feel that way? I'm gonna tell you why. Because I don't think that LeBron seeks out attention. Right? So, and this is what I mean by this. I believe that when it comes to LeBron, we shove a microphone in his face all the time. All the time we shove a microphone in his face. LeBron isn't, I don't know, I'm not sure. Maybe I could be wrong. I know a lot of players have podcasts. Does LeBron have a podcast? I'm not sure. I don't think so. But we shove a microphone in his face and then criticize everything he says. You want me to give you an example? I'll give an example. Not just recently. I think this was like several weeks ago. Oh, before the Christmas game. They asked LeBron how he felt about playing the Warriors and asked if he still thinks about game 7. Or whatever, like 6 or whatever. And he's like, no, I don't lose sleep over basketball games anymore. I've accumulated more in my life than I've ever thought that I would. I have a daughter and kids to be worried about. I'm very happy. He was criticized for saying that because he allegedly doesn't value the game. And if fans come to watch you play, they want to know that you care a lot, right? He was criticized for that. He was asked recently about how he feels about his team, like struggling right now. And he says, you know, it's been strugglesville. This is probably one of the most challenging years I've ever had. What do people say? We don't want to hear any of your excuses. That's ridiculous. No one wants to hear you cry. What? Like, he's not going. Here's something else. Here's another thing. So people may have a problem with this also, but he wrote the whole open page letter about going back to Cleveland. After leaving Miami, I think people may have felt the way about that, like, because he wrote an open page letter. But it seems like that's the thing to do now. I don't know. Maybe people may not like that. But we put a microphone in his face and then get angry at him for like answering questions. He's not seeking these questions out. And we nitpick everything he says. So when he does post something on social media, of course. Of course it's, of course we're going to say it's passive aggressive. No matter what LeBron posts on social media, someone finds a way to say it's passive aggressive. Why? Well, here's the thing. With our friends, right? There's like a meme. For those of you who don't know what a meme is, that's like a picture with words that like emphasizes something that everyone can agree with. Like a look, it's like a little caption with the picture, maybe a picture from a movie, and says, hey, this is the face when you feel this or whatever. When someone posts something on social media ever, there's a meme that usually says, if you're offended by what I posted and it's not for you, then like maybe you should reevaluate how you feel about your life, right? So because the only way people are passive aggressive, right? But if you think someone's being passive aggressive all the time to you personally, I think you should reevaluate how you feel about yourself. Because, I mean, that may branch from your own insecurities. And LeBron posted something a few weeks ago. Everyone wanted to know exactly what it was and what it meant. And I'm going to tell you exactly what it was when I get back from this commercial break.
Are you looking for the very best NFL and college football podcast? Then check out the GSMC Football Podcast. Get the latest football news both on and off the field. From the NFL draft to trades to the rumor mill to the NFL combines, they got you covered. That's gsmcpodcast.com/football-podcast. Get updates on college rivalries, game day insights, and much, much more. It's football talk the way you want it. This show eats, sleeps, and breathes football. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back to the GSMC Basketball Podcast with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway, presented on and by the GSMC Podcast Network. As promised, I told you guys I was going to go more into LeBron allegedly being a drama queen and being passive aggressive, which I honestly don't think he is. So I was saying a couple weeks ago, he posted, this was a while ago, actually, he posted like the Arthur fist. The Arthur fist is a cartoon fist people post when they get frustrated. And everyone wanted to know what it meant. Everyone wanted to know. I think like that same night, Kyrie happened to have like 50 points or something. People are like, oh my God, what's it mean? Is LeBron upset up with Kyrie? It turns out it was something about something else. Like, I don't know. But we find these ways to say, oh, well, he did this. It must mean this. No, like that's your fault. He also played a song once where I guess when Kyrie said he was going to leave, LeBron was playing a song from the Meek Mill album, Heavy Heart, or whatnot. And Meek Mill songs are pretty deep sometimes. And the part where LeBron played, he talks about like Meek Mill's talking about having a heavy heart or whatnot, because the song's called Heavy Heart. They said, oh, that must be passive aggressively written to Kyrie because, and you know what? I've posted like things on my Snapchat and posted particular songs. And then when I'm listening to them, I'm like, oh, somebody may think this is about them. But I just go on about my business because it doesn't matter. And what if it was about them? Who cares? It's his social media. But if he didn't use social media, they would make fun of him and say he's too private. Because, you know, the interesting thing about LeBron is this, right? People say that he's passive aggressive and he does all this stuff on social media and he's a drama queen. But when playoff comes, he does like a social media blackout and doesn't like get on it anymore. People don't like that because he's not interacting with fans. So what do you guys want? Like, what do you really want from this man? I just want to know. I'd like to know what you want. I just want to know. I'd like to know what we're supposed to be doing with LeBron and how we're supposed to be like treating him as an individual. I'd like to know. I'd like to know exactly how people are supposed to feel, what we're supposed to do about him like talking as a human. Like when we ask him questions and he talks, like, oh, he's a drama queen, I don't get it. So Charles Barkley has the right to his opinion. I kind of feel like Charles Barkley might always have like something to say about LeBron. I remember when the Kyrie and Love thing was happening and LeBron was like, we need more help on this team. I think Charles Barkley kind of flashed on him in a way, like, well, how many more people do you need to be the best player in the league? Like, how many more people do you need in your team? You're the best player in the league. And Shaq said something like, if he's the best player, he should be able to have whatever he wants, because Shaq played with Kobe. He understood that. Him and Charles, they got a little argument, as usual. Shaq and Charles are great television, by the way. And, I mean, yeah, there was that. So I think Charles Barkley has, like, a slight riff with LeBron in a way. Like, not like they're going to beef and square up. I just think that, obviously, based on what he said, I think that LeBron annoys Charles Barkley. And that's where we're at with that. Because I don't really see LeBron being a drama queen other than the drama that we create for him, other than those narratives that we make for him. Like, they said that he was trying to build a narrative the other day when he said, this right now is the challenging season that I've ever had. People are, oh, he's writing a narrative so that he can make an excuse if they lose. No, no. You asked him how he felt. What's he supposed to say? Like, here's my question. I have a question. When we ask players what's going on, why are you guys losing the games, they say, oh, you know what? We're facing a hump right now. We just got to get over the hump. There's a hump. We got to get over the hump. There's a hump. We're experiencing a hump. We got to get over the hump. There's going to be a hump. Would you rather have them say that or have them say, you know what? This has been a challenging season. This has been the most challenging season I've ever had. That's like a profound statement, right? If you say ever, that means that you mean it. Like, ever means, whoa, ever, ever. It means the person really meant it when they usually say ever, correct? Of course. So I don't know why there was a problem with them saying that. I don't necessarily get it. Anyway, on to the mopeddy. Whoa, wait. Hold on. There's also this. The Cavs won their game against the Magic last night by 1 point. At one point they were up 56-37. They kind of blew the lead a little bit, but they won the game. And I want to make something clear. So the Cavs were on, they've kind of been on a losing streak, losing some games. That's what happens. And I just want to make something like understandable, because recently LeBron was asked about why they're not playing very good. And he said, you know, this is what we do. We do this every year. We go through cycles or whatnot. Like, we go through these cycles and we have ups and downs, and that's just kind of who we are. That was kind of brushed off because it's the obvious statement. But when he said they're in strugglesville and they're having challenges, then it's bigger news. It's more reported upon. Wait, let me not say it's more reported upon. Let me just say I saw that quote printed more than the other one. That's all I'm saying. So I personally believe, I mean, if he says it struggles with him, it's challenging. I mean, I agree with that, but I also agree with they will go through humps, because LeBron has been to 7 straight finals. Like, he's been going to the finals since 2011. Like, he's been to all the finals, all of them, all the finals. He's been to all of them. He went to the finals all of the Obama years. He's going to go, he went to the finals all of Obama's second term. He's probably going to go to the finals, the Trump years. Who knows? But for him to play all those games all the time, I think that us as, like, fans and, like, regular people is very rude. Us as fans and spectators, I think that we sometimes forget, like, that playoffs are longer than the regular season. Like, we often forget that. It happens a lot, right? So we're like, okay, the regular season's over now, playoffs, because we can't wait for playoffs. I'm sure the players can't wait either, because they don't want to play all these regular games, but they may want a larger break. LeBron has played an extra 20 games for the last 7 seasons. An extra 20 games. An extra 20 at the least, because you had to beat the first. Let's just say each round was only 5 games. Let's say that LeBron is beating each team 4-1, right? Right, and you got to win what, 12 games? You got to win 16 games to get a championship, right? So you get the first round, second round, conference finals, and then the finals. Let's say each one of those are 5 games. Let's just say that. So that's 20 extra games. So 20 extra games LeBron is playing than his peers. 82 games in the season plus an extra 20. He's been in the finals every year. He's the only one to play that many games in 7 years. So this isn't talked about enough. This is not talked about enough. Not even close. I'm gonna get kind of upset. I'm not gonna get upset. I'm just saying that. I'm being a drama queen right now. But I don't think we talk about how if we look at stats over the past 7 years, LeBron has played the most NBA games among any player. And you know what? I'm not even sure about that. Wait, I'm not even sure, but just based on the mathematics of him being in the finals every year for the past 7 years, he's had to have played more games than any NBA player. Had to. If we count regular season and finals, he's had to. It just makes sense because he's been to the finals every year. You know what that means? That means he's played all rounds of the playoffs every year. So if they get a little tired, so be it. If they go cruise control a little bit, so be it. So be it. I mean, yeah, it would be great to maybe to be at the top of the roster. I mean, to be at the very top of the standings. You can like play like a team that's not as good. But I think they know what they're doing. I think they know what they're doing. Because if they look at the standings correctly and they look at who they have to play based on where they land, I feel like they're going to land exactly where they want to. Because that happened to them last year. That happened to them last year where they ended up being second and the Celtics went first. So the Cleveland Cavaliers didn't play. I want to say the Celtics played the Wizards. The round one through eight was fire. I know that. The round one through eight was fire. Like when the first seed versus eighth seed. And I don't think LeBron and them wanted to play the eighth seed. And that's fine. I mean, you get what you work for. Because the Celtics were like, we're going to have the best record ever. Yeah. And LeBron's like, we don't need that. I don't want anything to do with that. So I don't think it's Strugglesville. And it may be challenging because he's older. Like me and LeBron are the same age. And like some things are harder than they were like 3 years ago. But the reason, like, they go on these waves and these, like, and they go on these waves and these things happen because he's exhausted. Like, he has to pace himself. Have you ever worked? I'm going to ask you a question. Have you ever worked 7 days in a row? Like, anybody out there. Have you ever worked, like, 7, 8 hour days, give or take? Usually, actually, if you're working 7 days straight, they were probably 9 hour days just because of what was happening within your life at the time. So, 7 days, 8 to 10 hours. Have you ever done that? How'd you feel the next week? Oh, a little draggy? Just a tad? Well, okay. Let's imagine that you had to do that. I don't know. Probably you had to do a seven day week like once a month, right? You're working more hours than everyone else in your company all the time. Anyone else in your whole company. Do you think there'd be like some regular weeks where you would be a little off? Right. So you do the 7 day week stretch once a month. And then the regular one, there's going to be a couple regular weeks where you go in, you'll be a little off. And that's what I think. That's what I think he's dealing with right now. He plays an extra. He's been playing an extra 20 games at least for the last 7 years. So that means regular season, he's going to be a little bit off. He's going to be a little bit tired. Just a tad, just a drop. So everyone can talk about how much of a freak of nature like some of these players are that play every game. That's cool. Like Russell Westbrook goes super hard, but Russell Westbrook hasn't played an extra 20 games for the last 7 years. He hasn't. And when I don't know what the exact math is. I'm not 100% sure, but I know this though. I know this. I'm estimating that all these series were five games. That's my estimate. And I'm sure it's a gross misexaggeration. I'm positive it's gross. It's gross because some of the games, because some of the series are seven and some are six, but we're saying five. So 20 extra games over the course of 7 years. Do you guys know how many games that is? Quick math. It's 140 extra games. Do you know what that means? You know what that means? That's two extra seasons. Two extra seasons over the course of seven. So let's give this man a break. Let's just give him a little break. With that, because he's the king, he's been voted as the East Coast, the Eastern Conference, like head of like the team. And Steph Curry has been voted for the Western Conference head of the team. For the All-Star game this year, the way they're going to do it is they're going to have the players in a pool, and then Steph Curry and LeBron James are going to pick the teams. Now, they already have the starters selected, okay? The starters are, this is who they're going to pick from. The starters are going to be Giannis, Uncle Drew, a.k.a. Kyrie Irving, DeMarcus DeRozan, Joel the Process, Embiid. Then you got the beard. You guys know Harden, the beard. We got KD, the infamous Kevin Durant, Slim Reaper, the servant, AD, Ant Davis, and you got your man Boogie Cousins. Though that's a heavy roster right there. That's heavy. I'm impressed actually by that. And with that, what's going to happen is these players are going to pick all them, right? They'll pick each one of those guys. And then they're going to divvy up the reserves. So they'll pick from these eight people I just told you, obviously eight because Steph Curry and LeBron will play. And they're going to divvy up the other reserves. Get this, though. Get this. This is the exciting part. This is the exciting part. I'm trying to explain to you guys. We don't get to see this. Like, we're not going to see, like, the picking of the teams. So it's not going to be like an actual draft that's on television. Like, it's not like they're going to have them all line up. They're going to say, all right, I want you. I want you. I want you. I want you. They're not going to do that. Why? Would you guys want to see it like that, right? I don't want to see it like that. I don't want to see them pick who. I want to see them do it like schoolyard style. Like, all right, no, I got KD. All right, well, I got Embiid. All right, well, I got Kyrie. But they're not going to do it like that. I'm going to tell you why when I get back.
Check out the show that's built on the MMA. From the UFC to extreme cage fighting, they got the fights covered. Check out the GSMC MMA podcast. Get the latest news on past or upcoming fights. Join us as we talk to and about some of the biggest names in the MMA, past, present, and future. When it's the fight game, there's just one show to check out. GSMCpodcast.com/MMA-podcast. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back to the GSMC Basketball Podcast with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway, presented on and by the GSMC Podcast Network for all of your podcasting needs. I was just telling you guys a little bit about how the NBA All-Stars decided to change it up a little bit. Well, not the All-Stars themselves, but the NBA decided to change the game. No pun intended about how we're going to do this whole thing. Maybe 1,000 years, however long we've been doing this. That's an exaggeration. But we've been voting for the top players in the Eastern Western Conference, blah, blah, blah. Those players become starters and then they play. The only problem with that is what usually ends up happening is that some players are really popular for like a particular team at that time. And then we end up just watching a whole team play together in the All-Star game, which is kind of whack, right? Like, obviously, we've seen it with the Celtics. When they had Ray Allen and KG and Rondo and all them, and we saw it with the Warriors when they had Draymond, Clay, Curry. We ever saw them play together. We also saw it with the Pistons once. We saw Ben Wallace. We saw all that. We saw that before. And honestly, it's kind of boring. So what they decided to do this time was they decided to just to make the process a little bit better. Like, so they're going to have two captains, LeBron James and Steph Curry, because they got the most votes among the fans, and they're going to pick the teams, right? First, they're going to pick from the starters. They're going to pick Giannis, Uncle Drew, DeMar DeRozan, The Process, Beard, KD, AD, and Boogie. If you don't know who those people are, we have Giannis, Kyrie Irving, DeMar DeRozan, Joel Embiid, James Harden, Kevin Durant, Anthony Davis, and DeMarcus Cousins. So with that, I'm thinking like, yo, they're gonna put it on TV. We get to watch the whole thing. It's gonna be really cool. Can't wait to see who they pick. It's gonna be playground style. Like, hey, I got Joel. All right, well, I got KD. Who do I get next? Because we want to see that, right? But do you really want that? I mean, I want to see it, but do you really want to participate in that? Because here's the thing. At all levels, there's always a next level, right? So, like, when you were playing a sport when you were younger and you were on a situation where you needed to be picked, I'm not sure who you were, depending on the sport you're playing. So, like, when I was younger, we played basketball, I'd be picked high. Sometimes I'd be picked first. When I was younger, we played kickball, I'd be picked last. I wasn't very good at kickball. For some reason, I couldn't get the ball to elevate high enough, so I would always kick it, and it would get caught. I was never picked last, but I'd be picked pretty low. I mean, we're in fifth grade. There's like 40 of us, right? So I'm getting picked like 25th or whatever. It's ridiculous. So sometimes you don't really want to be on stage like that. But if it's that many people, it's okay. But if there's only eight of them, if there's eight, there's going to be... I don't really think that we want that. I don't think that NBA wants to give us that much information. I don't think they want to do that because there's levels, right? So even though in fifth grade, we felt the way about maybe being picked last or who we picked last, or maybe, I mean, you get picked first and you feel like a beast. You know, it can go either way depending on the sport. Then there's levels. So we're like, oh, whatever. These guys are grown men. They wouldn't feel that way. But apparently they do. Apparently they do feel that way. That's why this isn't on television, because I'm positive. I'm 100% positive that Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner, was like, hey, should we televise this? And the guys were like, no, whoa, no. Mm-mm. We can't put this on TV. We don't want people knowing who is going to be on whose team or who feels what way about who. I'm going to tell you why. Here's what I'm going to tell you why. Because have you ever felt, I mean, how do I ask you guys this? Have you ever had a situation where someone felt the way and you kind of gassed them a little bit to make them feel better about it, knowing that hypothetically it could never happen? I'm going to give you an example. You ever have a friend like, hey, man, you know, it'd be so cool if like we lived together, because if we could hang out, we could chill, we could bit kick it, hang out, go out, have a good time. You're like, yeah, man. Yeah, bro. If I lived with you, partying all the time, it'd be great. So awesome. Knowing in the back of your mind you would never live with that friend, never, not in a million years. Like, whoa, good thing that'll never happen. But if it came down to it, you're like, oh. Or you ever like, I was speaking to a woman once who had like a situation, and then she was like, hey, not like in a relationship, in case I have standards and morals. She had like a situation, and she was like, hey, It was a long distance thing. I'll just tell you that as details. It was a long distance thing. We were talking back and forth. It's like, oh my God, wish we live in the same city because we could be together. And I was like, yeah, if we live in the same city, yeah, so much, we'd be together. But realistically, like, that wasn't the case. I was just saying, I enjoy your company, but if I lived in the same city as you, we probably wouldn't be together. This is what this is. Players tell their friends, hey, man, if we were on the same team, whoa, buddy, man. If we're in the same team, we will ball. Like, yeah, man, if we could play together just once, it'd be so cool. Or probably one player gas. It's like, man, what if one day they changed the All-Star game so that like we could pick who we want on our team? That'd be so cool. Like, oh man, that'd be outstanding. I love that. I'd love to throw you a lob. I love that. And then this happens and the opportunity's there. So like LeBron's probably told Kevin, I don't know, let's say James Harden, like, man, I've always wanted to play ball, which would be so, it'd be so cool. But realistically, LeBron doesn't want to play with James Harden because James Harden doesn't pass the ball. Let me not say that. James Harden has the most assists in the NBA right now. But in an All-Star game, I don't think James Harden's passing the ball. I don't see it happening. And like among Steph Curry and LeBron James, who's gonna pick Kyrie Irving? Like who? Who is really? I have a feeling in the way this is set up, Kyrie Irving's gonna go last. Cause Steph Curry, I'm not gonna say Steph Curry and Kyrie Irving have beef, but like they've played each other in the finals 3 times in a row. And not sorry, 2 times in a row because Kyrie was hurt 1 year. But I don't feel like he wants any parts of that. No parts. Why would he want to play with him? He's not going to pass the ball. And I don't think LeBron wants to play with Kyrie. Like, why? And, I mean, it's an All-Star game, so, like, no one's going to pass the ball. But, I don't know, it's just, it's weird that they wouldn't put this on television. But what I also find interesting is how, like, I want to find out how the reserves are divvied up. Are they going to pick from the reserves too? Because that might be the most offensive part, right? I feel like if you're picking starters and there's only eight of them, which is why I feel like this could probably be televised, because there's only eight starters. So all those guys are going to get picked, right? If you get picked as the last starter, you're just the last starter. I don't really think anyone should be that sensitive, because I mean, it's not like we're picking the whole roster. We're picking them on the starters. If you're picked as the last starter, I mean, I guess it goes to how someone feels about you, but I don't know. But as far as the reserves go, that's my question. Like, when it comes to the reserves, when it's like, do I really have to do this? Fine. I'll take Lonzo Ball. Is Lonzo Ball an all-star? I don't know. Who's the last All-Star? Do we know? Who's it? Patty Mills? Kawhi Leonard is out indefinitely. I don't even know who the last All-Star is as far as the reserves goes, the very last one, but I guess you don't want to be picked last. Because and you know what's so cold is like, I don't know what hurts more, because this game is for fun, right? So the players are going to pick who they want to play with. It's not necessarily for skill, because like Steph Curry is going to pick Kevin Durant first because that's his man's, right? I mean, and Kevin Durant's really good. So like, I mean, but that's his man's, right? But LeBron's probably not going to pick Kevin Durant first, or would he? Because if you're picking for fun just to play with somebody that you never played with before, then that's cool. You're not really picking for skill. You're not doing that. So does it hurt more to know that people don't necessarily like you? Or does it hurt more to know that they don't think that you're that good? Because that's the worst. That's got to be, especially with the reserves. I was like, oh, man, bro, you should be playing more. Like, bro, if I was on your team, I would tell coach, yo, you should be, man. I've seen you play when I'm at home and I'm chilling because I don't have a real life and I just watch basketball when I'm not playing basketball. I've seen you play and you got game and you should be playing more. Like, I don't even know what they're thinking. And they have the chance to pick that same guy on your team. And you're like, you don't pick them on television. On television, or even among the players, I don't even think the players even know how this is going to work. Like, they're not even going to tell the players about it. So when it comes to entertainment, the NBA and everyone tells us like they want us to have the inside scoop, and they want us to know what's going on in the league, and they want us to know about the players, they want us to know their lives. And no, there's only so much information you can give people. Nobody wants to know that so-and-so hates so-and-so. Nobody wants to know that, because then they connect to other things. Where if you start seeing these players like play against each other in certain situations, you see like kind of some beefs that we've noticed, and then we get to a point where they have to pick each other, and it's like, oh, wait, what? Oh, I see why when they meet up, it's problems. Oh, you know what? I noticed that he never shakes his hand. Oh, then we start to notice more things about it. So I don't think they want us having all that information. It's kind of like this. You know how people like in the 90s, I mean, I don't know, maybe this was in the 90s, I'm not sure. I think it still goes on right now. But you know how there's like, allegedly there's aliens, right? Apparently we're like, oh my God, we need to know more about these aliens. The government's hiding these aliens from us. The government won't tell us about the aliens. The government won't tell us this stuff. Okay, some stuff is too much information. Some things you just don't want to know. Honestly, like, whether it be, and you think you want to know everything, like you think you do, but when it comes to your friends, your spouse, like your bank, the government, your boss, you don't want to know everything about your entertainment. Even your entertainment, I promise you guys don't want to know everything. I'm sure we've watched a lot of documentaries on Netflix. You don't want to know everything that documentary has to offer. I promise you, you don't want all the scoops. There's no way. Nobody wants all the scoops. So I'm glad they're hiding this from us, because I'd be sad to find out that, I don't know, maybe like LeBron hates Giannis. That would make me upset. I don't know. I'm not sure how that would make me feel. Also, it would be interesting is that since Charles Barkley called LeBron a drama queen, it would be crazy if this leaked. And like, we found out that, like, I don't know, like LeBron had to pick Giannis, and they got like an argument like during, I don't know. It'd be interesting to find that out, because things leak, right? Like, just like all these people that are on conference calls, all these powerful guys on conference calls getting caught saying like the most racist, outrageous insults. Like, oh, I didn't mean to say that. Or no, I didn't. That wasn't something that I meant to say. Oops, sorry. So it'd be like that. It'd just leak. Like, sources say that LeBron James and Giannis cursed each other out, and that'd be sad. So it's good that they're not going to tell us exactly who's getting picked, because it's too much information, and you guys aren't ready for that. Y'all aren't ready for that type of info. I promise you. So who do you guys think is going to win, the East or the West? What do you think? East, West? I guess it depends who's going to be on what team. I'm glad they're doing this, though, because before, when you just have – it's so boring. And they have to do it because the West has all the good players. Well, do they? You know what? I don't think that's true anymore. Because the East has Joel Embiid, and they have Giannis, and they have LeBron. Dang, but the West has AD and Cousins. And they got Paul George and Carmelo. And I don't think Carmelo's playing in the All-Star. I don't think so. I'm not 100% sure. But we'll see. We'll find out. So hopefully you guys enjoyed that breakdown of that. I feel like this All-Star game is going to be pretty interesting. I may even go buy an All-Star game jersey. Want to know why? Because it's going to have a player's name on it that doesn't play on this conference. So if it says like, I don't know, like a Western Conference Giannis jersey, I think that'd be kind of cool. I'd wear that. I don't see why not. So yeah, I'm going to get a jersey, I guess. That's where we're at with this right now. Might as well. Anyway, with that, I'm going to go to a brief commercial break. And when I get back, I'm going to tell you guys about Jalen Rose calling Paul Pierce petty and why it's not really Paul Pierce's fault and why Paul Pierce shouldn't have been in the situation to make this decision and the why, bombshell, why Danny Ainge is so adamant about playing a video for Isaiah Thomas. I'm going to tell you all that when I get back. Don't go anywhere.
Check out the show built around the women of MMA. From the UFC to the extreme cage fighting, we got the fights covered.
Listen.
It's the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast. The latest news of upcoming fights, discussions of previous matches. Join us as we talk to and about the biggest names in women's mixed martial arts, past, present, and future. When it's the women's fight game, you know where to listen to. The Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
Welcome back to the GSMC Basketball Podcast with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway, presented on and brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network to fulfill all of your podcasting needs. So I just got done telling you guys about how the NBA All-Star setup for the team's selection is going to be like old school. What am I trying to say? Old school pickup game style. I don't know why that's old school. They still do that now. They're going to have Steph Curry and LeBron James are going to pick each other's teams. But they're not going to put it on TV because we can't have people's feelings getting hurt. Because when Kyrie Irving gets picked last because Steph Curry and LeBron James don't want him on either of their teams, we can't have it all on TV, all willy-nilly. How would you like it if all your colleagues were picking someone to work with and there was 10 of y'all and then you got picked last and it's all on Instagram Live for everybody to see? We can't have that. I know we want a bunch of information about our professional athletes, but sometimes some information is too much information. We don't want all that. So, well, I would like to see it for the pettiness, but all that information is something that the public needs to have. We don't know who hates who. Anyway, back to more NBA petty. Jalen Rose called Paul Pierce petty for the feud with Isaiah Thomas. In case you didn't know what happened, basically, Isaiah Thomas was traded to the Cavaliers. The Celtics wanted to do a tribute video when he came back to visit, because that's what happens. Like, you get traded somewhere. It's kind of they started doing this. I don't know, maybe with LeBron a few years ago in Cleveland. I'm not sure when they started doing it. I don't know. But you leave somewhere, you come back, they make a tribute video for you. Isaiah Thomas's video was supposed to be earlier this month, but he declined to have it this month because he was going to be too injured to play. And he wanted the tribute video to be on while his family and friends were there to actually watch him play. The Celtics said, okay, that's fine. We'll move to February 11th. Plot thickens. Turns out February 11th is the same day that Paul Pierce's jersey retirement is supposed to happen against the Cavaliers. Why is it against the Cavaliers? Because that's the biggest draw in that area. So you're going to sell the most tickets for that game, and LeBron's the biggest superstar in that area, and it's going to be a televised game. It's a big deal. The Celtics said, oh, it's fine. We'll just have Paul Pierce share the night with Isaiah Thomas. And they did this publicly. This was probably something that should have been done behind closed doors, because you're putting Paul Pierce in a situation to make him seem like a petty person. But I don't believe he's petty. And I'm going to tell you why. Wait. I'm going to tell you why he's not petty for this. The reason he's not petty for this is because Isaiah Thomas, I feel like, is the one who started this by saying, hey, we're going to play a tribute video for you. And Isaiah Thomas is like, no, I don't want my video now. I want my video when I come back and I play. because my family would be here at that time. Listen, you're already in the NBA. So the tribute video is more or less like for you to watch. They're making a tribute video because you're there. It's for you to watch. If your family comes and watches you play, fine, so be it. But the tribute video is for you, for the tribute of you, and to remind the fans of your great years there, which are 2 years. Isaiah's like, nah, I'm good. Don't want to do that. For some reason, the Celtics, basically, they accept, they acquiesce his request and say, all right, that's fine. We don't have to do it this time. And now they put Paul Pierce in a situation and say, hey, you know what? At this, we're just going to go ahead and show Isaiah Thomas video while we retire your jersey. Now, at one point, I was kind of not on Paul Pierce's side, and I did a little bit of research. Not even research. I just thought about it a little bit. The Boston Celtics and the Los Angeles Lakers are storied franchises. And when someone retires a jersey there, it's a big deal. This would never happen to Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant's not going to share a night with, I don't know, who would come back and visit. I mean, do the Lakers even do welcome back videos? I don't think so. I don't think they do that. But on Kobe Bryant night, it was the Warriors because that's the biggest draw on the West Coast. That's the night it had to be done, period. That's the night that was done. For this night, I mean, I felt like the Celtics did a good job planning it. Like, hey, we're going to play the Cavs twice here at home. We'll play this video for Isaiah, and then we'll do this tribute for Paul Pierce. You don't just retire any Boston jersey willy-nilly. It doesn't happen a lot. Retired Boston jerseys don't get retired all the time. I don't even know the next time they're going to retire a Boston jersey, honestly. I have no idea. And the Celtics have been canned since Larry Bird like won a championship there. So Paul Pierce like brought a championship back to the Celtics. He's a big deal. So for him to share his night like with another person, it's silly. I don't care if it's 35 seconds. For him to share his night, because on the ticket to say Paul Pierce night in the Isaiah Thomas tribute video, nobody wants that. Nobody wants that at all. Jalen Rose told him that he's being petty. And Jalen Rose said, can I tell you something about your birthday? It ain't only your birthday. A lot of people's birthdays happen that night. Now, that analogy, that's okay. That's okay. When you want to be treated specially for your birthday, going somewhere where no one cares about you, absolutely. You want to know why? Because I used to work security, right? And I worked in a nightclub. People would say, but it's my birthday. Ma'am, it's everyone's birthday. Can I get in for free? It's my birthday. Ma'am, it's everyone's birthday. No one else can have my birthday. If someone were to say that, I'm not going to say she, men did it too. If someone were to say that, and I could get it, like, it's everyone's birthday. There's only 365 days in the year, and there's 330 million people in the U.S., with that, you're sharing your birthday with someone. Sorry. Because there's no choice. That's why we share our birthday. Did you guys know that? We share our birthdays because there's no choice. You want to know what we don't share? We don't share social security numbers on purpose because we have a choice. They give us more social security numbers because everyone needs a different social. I'm not going to go into the logistics of that. That's where I have it at. You guys leave it at that. If you're rolling your eyes, that's where I'm going with it. So Jalen Rose's example of a birthday is... It's silly. There's 365 days in a year. A basketball season is 82 games. The Cavaliers play the Celtics two times at home on the biggest night when you have the most people watching, when they can make the most money. So to compare it to a birthday in 330 million, and you know what's so cold? I'm only talking about the people in the U.S. How many people are on the planet? Do we know? Can I ask my producer? How many people are on the planet? A couple billion? All right, fine. So there's a couple billion people on the planet, right? Yeah, you share a birthday with somebody. Yeah, Jalen Rose, that's a great idea, bro. That's great comparison. I don't think that's fair to say because we don't have a choice. Because if it was up to me, I wouldn't share my birthday with anybody. I share my birthday with I Love Lucy, and I share my birthday with David Robinson. Other than that, there's a few other people that I share my birthday with. One of my really good friends, Filthy Phil. But other than that, no, I'm not sharing my birthday with anybody if it were up to me. But it's not, because there's only 365 days. But Paul Pierce should have his own night. Paul Pierce gave them 16 years. Paul Pierce could have left the Boston Celtics and played somewhere else and won faster. He could have went to the Lakers. He always wanted to be a Laker. He grew up in L.A. He could have did that, but he didn't. So I say you tribute this man correctly. Now, the problem is this. I'm asking myself. So that's where we're at with the Paul Pierce thing. Paul Pierce should have been put in this situation, and he's making the right decision. And I feel like, and he ended up winning because Isaiah was like, I don't want the video on that night. That's fine. And that's fine. I mean, I feel like that's a big thing of Isaiah to do. And I respect Paul Pierce for not having false humility, because a lot of times we passive aggressively accept things that we don't like, just have a bad attitude about it and throw it in someone else's face for the rest of our lives. If Paul Pierce was like, yeah, it's okay, he would regret this decision for the rest of his life. Like, why did I let them do that? Oh my God, I wish that wouldn't happen that way. Jeez. I really wish I wouldn't have did it that way. So I respect him for saying how he really felt. Here's the thing. My thinking is, why are the Celtics going to bend over backwards to do this? Why are the Celtics arranging concessions for someone that they traded? Like, they're like, hey, it's a business decision. We dealt with a tragedy with you. We love you, but you got to go because we don't trust your hip. Why would they do this? Why would they work so hard to acquiesce Isaiah Thomas's decision? Tell me one general manager that's going to say, hey, you know what? You don't want your video played tonight, so we will play it a different night just for you. We'll play it whatever night you want it played because we want to play a video for you. Who would do that? Who would do that? I'm going to tell you who would do that. Danny Ainge. He's the illest. You want to know why? I'll tell you why. He's the illest. The bridge is kind of burnt with Isaiah. Isaiah Thomas said he's probably not going to talk to Danny Ainge, and in a couple years, the Celtics are going to regret their decision. But Danny Ainge, even the bridge is burnt, he feels like if he can rebuild that bridge, play the video, acquiesce to Isaiah Thomas' decision, keep in contact, there's a possibility that if the hip thing doesn't work out and the Cleveland Cavaliers don't give him the max deal that he wants, they can get him back. That's got to be it. That has to be it. Because here's the thing. If we got LeBron James leaving the Cavs, possibly. LeBron may leave the Cavs. That's where we're all at with that. We all believe that, okay? Possibly may leave the Cavs. If LeBron leaves the Cavs and they also don't do the trade with DeAndre Jordan, that means they get to keep that Nets pick. And they're probably going to dump Tristan Thompson because they owe him too much money. And I think Kevin Love has an extension as well. They may dump him. And they're not going to sign Isaiah to a max deal, right? So what happens with Isaiah Thomas? Who else is going to sign Isaiah Thomas to a max deal? He'll be a free agent. So why wouldn't Danny Ainge say, hey, man, you want to come rock with us for a year? I can give you this $50 million. You know, it's all good. You want to come back? I'll give you $50 million. Sorry. You know, it's all good. Right? Why not? Then Danny Ainge got him for Kyrie and Isaiah Thomas for nickels. Because it's possible, right? Like, if LeBron went back to Cleveland to go play for Dan Gilbert, not play for Dan Gilbert, but to work for Dan Gilbert, then why wouldn't Isaiah Thomas go back to the Celtics? Now, in the way I see it, really, LeBron leaving the Cavs and Dan Gilbert writing that letter the way he did seems like it'd be worse than Danny Ainge just making a business decision, right? Isaiah Thomas seems like a forgiving individual. Seems like he's got a big heart. So if Danny Ainge is like, hey, you know what, man? Sorry things didn't work out for you in Cleveland. I got this bread for you over here. We love you. We love to have you in Cleveland. You and Kyrie would make a great tandem. I know your hip isn't quite, you know, back yet, but here's some bread. Glad to have you both. Then so be it. That's why he's working so hard to play this video. That's why. That's the only reason why. There's no other explanation as to why they're working that hard to get that video played for that man. No way. Have you ever had a job and then you turned in 2 weeks and they were like, no, you could leave today? Have you ever told them, no, you know what? I'd prefer to leave on Friday. They say, no, you leave today. When someone doesn't work for you anymore, it's very rare that they acquiesce things that you actually need. Like, especially if they're the ones that got rid of you, unless they want something in return, unless they're going to want. Now, if someone makes a business decision that's probably not in like your best favor, but they're really nice to you after, probably because it may be because they want something from you in return. Might be. I had a job once that I was let go from. And when I was let go from that job, I shook the manager's hands and thank you for the opportunity, so on and so forth. There was an opportunity when I was able to go back to that job and basically I was welcomed. Basically the manager couldn't wait to have me back just because the way I left was fine. They let me go. And like, I was like, I wasn't going to be a jerk about it. I was like, hey, thanks for the opportunity. Sorry, it didn't work out. I'm out. Shook and lived life. Had a great time. Turns out some things happened where I ended up going back and was kind of like requested to go back, but that's because the bridges weren't burnt. So if there's a bridge burnt, if a bridge is directly burnt and someone goes out of their way to do something nice, it's either because they feel really bad or it's because they want something in return. And that's how business works. You know, you give a little, get a little. So I basically feel like I mean, hats off to Danny Ainge. That's the only reason why they would go through this much trouble to show this video. I feel like Paul Pierce shouldn't have been put in this situation, and I also feel like the Celtics dropped the ball. But if this is the reason why they're doing it, then I'm all for it. I'm all for it, Danny Ainge. Great hustle. Running out of time, because this, I've been having an amazing time talking to you guys. But here's the thing. I got to give you this day in NBA history. And this day in NBA history, you guys, I have something. I got something that's really, really cold for you guys. I don't know if you guys knew this or not, but at one point, Michael Jordan did play for the Wizards. Did you know that? Okay. Well, at one point, he played for the Wizards. And he was basically, have you guys ever seen the movie with when, what's the guy's name? Will Ferrell owns a basketball team and plays for it? Okay. Anyway, so Michael Jordan on this day in 1998, I believe. No, it couldn't have been then because he was winning a championship at that time. This day in 2001, he went back to the Washington Wizards. And while he was there, he was president of basketball operations and part owner. I didn't know that he was president of basketball operations and part owner while he was playing there. I had no idea. Like, I didn't know that. My hat's off to Michael Jordan because that's boss. Like that's G. I didn't know you'd do that. Anyway, it was January 19th, 2000. Michael Jordan went back to the Wizards as part owner and president of basketball operations, seeing all aspects of the team. I didn't know that that's what was going on. I thought he was just playing there. I didn't know he was like running. I didn't know he was GMing and everything. That's ridiculous. So, big ups to MJ. I congratulate you, MJ, for actually just breaking every single record for just being that amazing. Also, Chick Hearn today in 1998 announced his 3,000th consecutive Laker game. He passed away. He was the Lakers broadcaster for what seemed like 1,000 years, and he announced 3,000 consecutive games. 3,000 games. Can you imagine? Oh, that's so many games. I mean, you get the summer off possibly, but geez, that's work. So, I mean, for me, for someone like myself that participates in the art of broadcast, big up to him. Bless up. Anyway, this has been another amazing, tremendously great episode of the GSMC Basketball Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network to fulfill all of your podcasting needs. This has been your favorite host, Ryan Holloway. I wish you a safe weekend. Happy Friday. Live long, prosper, watch for potholes.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.